But first, I told you about an hour ago that I'm planning a big summer vacation, and I'm going to be on a plane for a long, long time, the longest flights I've ever taken, and I don't really do well on a plane on a really long flight. I start to go nuts and get physically very uncomfortable. Well, we thought we'd bring into the studio our sports psychologist, who can probably offer a little help in this department as well, Dr. Carlton Maxwell from the University of Texas at Dallas. He teaches psychology there and has for many years. He's also authored and co-authored more than 7,000 books.
7,000 books.
Man, that's a lot of books.
Good morning, Goofy.
Good morning, Goofy. Loves his coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to him slurp that down.
Golly.
Ew, that's a little wake me up. That feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Craig, I understand you have a fear of flying.
Well, it's partly that, but I have a fear of long flights.
Fear of flying is a very common phobia.
Well, a common what?
Common phobia.
Phobia.
Phobia. Yes. What is phobia?
So don't judge yourself so harshly, Craig.
I'm sorry?
Don't judge yourself so harshly, Craig.
Don't judge myself
yes,
harshly.
Yes, you know, I know it's a long flight that you're going to experience.
It's going to be 25 hours on a plane.
25 hours in a plane, but look at yourself. You are a fit, strong, healthy, strapping, muscular, fit man.
Dr. Maxwell.
Male
please.
Guy.
Snap out of
and,
it.
I don't think you should be worried about your extended air travel because you are an athlete.
I'm sorry?
You are an athlete.
A what?
Athlete. Person of the spirits. You need spirits. In your free time, yes. And all of that training that you've had of your mind, right? Because you right. do have to be, to do your long distance beak reads, you do have to train the mind as well. You
yes.
can use some of those techniques in order to get through your long flight.
Interesting.
Yes. And I understand that being in a confined space with random men you'll never see in the broad daylight may sound like a dream. But sometimes it can be a nightmare, too.
Dream?
What do you mean a dream?
We need to be talking about you, not me.
You can do what I call breathing techniques.
Doesn't everybody call them breathing techniques?
Yeah, I don't think that's original.
So, and
let's
do this now. Do you have any relaxing music there, Jer? Something that's relaxing. There you go. Okay, Craig, first of all, I would like you to close your eyes.
Okay, I'll close my eyes.
Now I would like you to take a deep breath in. I'll do the exercises with you. Breathe in. Breathe out.
No, oh, that's nice.
You imagine yourself on a beach.
Creepy.
Where you live.
Don't laugh, just do what he says.
Sorry, okay.
Imagine yourself on a beach. You... Imagine you're nude and you feel the sun beaming down on your sculpted buttocks.
Do I have to be nude?
Well, it's more relaxing that way. It's more natural that
okay.
way.
Okay.
Feel the beads of sweat rolling off your tanned thighs.
Gross. Dr. Maxwell, I'm uncomfortable.
You begin to feel the warmth spread out from your core through your abdomen, past the penis, centering in the perineum. Do the breathing with me. Come on. Come on, do the breathing with me.
I'm uncomfortable.
Do the breathing.
I'm uncomfortable. Dr. Maxwell.
What are you doing?
What's happening?
We're completing the exercise. Cena, did you feel better?
I don't like this exercise.
Damn it, I feel better. Here, let me give you a massage.
No, Dr. Maxwell.
Okay.
Do you have any books?
Another thing, yes, I have some books, but I also have this. Look at this. It's a little vial of CBD oil.
Ah, okay.
Yes, this is very good. Now, what you do, this is kind of unusual, but you rub it in your manhood because that helps get it to your core.
Okay.
So rub it vigorously and make sure it really soaks in. And if you need a doctor to kind of observe the application, I can...
I don't.
Perhaps swing by after work.
No,
okay.
I'm fine.
All right. And yes, I did bring some beaks as well.
Okay.
Look at here.
What do you got?
Okay, look at... Oh, this is a rather...
It's a big book.
It's a big book right here. This is an analysis. It's called An Analysis of Every Shot I Made in the NBA by Dirk Nowitzki.
That's a big book.
It's very
That'll
big.
Take you a while to get through
yes,
that.
Yes, it took him a while to compile this. Since
I like
his
basketball,
retirement.
But that
yes,
sounds boring.
Illustrations
every
by
shot
Dennis
I ever
Shrimp,
took.
But, and then here, this is, boy, this one will take you a long time. This will burn up the hours on that plane. It's called A List of All the Things I Love About Myself by Tony Romo.
Oh, okay.
I think you'll enjoy it. George, you
can yeah,
read
too. That one.
And then I brought a few used books, To All the Girls I've Loved Before by Wilt Chamberlain. He goes okay, through one by yeah. one. And The Names of All My Kids by Sean Kemp. It's just a list.
Oh.
But it's a good couple hours. A good couple hours.
Well, thank you for thinking of it.
Sure, Craig. And just, I mean, if you want to take your shirt off right now, go ahead.
No, I don't. But I did notice that in Dallas over the weekend, they had the Gay Pride Parade, and I saw you front and center. So I think that's great.
That's great.
And there's no problem with that, is there?
No, there's no problem
nope.
with
okay.
it. Have a good one.
I will see you later, sir.
Goodbye, okay. Dr. Maxwell.
I was in the sky!
There's two screams. There he goes. Dr. Carlton Maxwell with us here on the show. 8:46 on the ticket.